Well, of course, you've got to love a northerner. You know, Frances from Doncaster, she sells children's clothing. She's going to be perfect because she's used to dealing with childish behaviour.
Well, so she will be in Doncaster, yeah.
She's all... You can't say, can you say that?
I think so.
So she'll be used to all the silly stuff that goes on.
Yes.
And she'll no doubt be able to just put people exactly where they're supposed to be. So Frances is, I think, quite a strong contender. I mean, Alana and Alexandra, they're a bit scary.
Are they?
Yeah, they even scare me. They've got cake companies. One of them speaks seven languages.
Wow.
So, you know, comparing her to Varna
maybe
last
the
year,
overseas task, that's where they're going to come in strong.
Yes, potentially. Well, one's a baker, the other's a linguist with a business consultancy. So, you know, you've got to hand it to those women. I think that they've got some real potential. I'm struggling a bit with the guys. It's a bit easier for me to say who I think is a bit of a no-goer. You know, I mean, I think Dylan St. Paul, I think he's a tinker, because you would have to be, you know, with that sort of name. Karthik, is that how you pronounce it? He's got an IT consultancy. Well, he's going to be switched on. I think Lord Sugar will like him. Will he have the personality? I don't know.
Who knows?
And Samuel Botang, he reckons that he helps 700 businesses across London. Well, either he's incredible or he's
rubbish.
Yeah. So, you know, he'll either one way or bust. And I think there's a guy that works in a retail store. I don't know. He just leaves me cold. So, you know, guys wise, I think there's only one or two, JD O'Brien or Karthik.